is VOA News. Fire from
Venezuela's socialist government said it would suspend negotiations with opponents in retaliation for the extradition of the U.S. of a close ally of President Nicolas Maduro to face money laundering charges. The announcement capped a tumultuous day that saw businessman Alex Saab placed on a U.S.-bound plane in Cape Verde after a 16-month fight by Maduro and allies, including Russia, who consider the Colombian-born businessman a Venezuelan diplomat. Six American oil executives held on house arrest were picked up by security forces in what may be a sign that relations between Washington and Caracas could be upended after months of quiet diplomacy since Joe Biden entered the White House as U.S. president. The fatal stabbing of a British lawmaker has cast fresh doubt on the continued viability of what he called the Great British Tradition, of parliamentarians readily meeting voters. The regular and roving surgeries that British legislators hold for their constituents set them apart from lawmakers in other countries, where the governed rarely, if ever, get to meet those who govern them. In an era of polarized politics, terrorist threats and frequent anger on social media being accessible has become fraught with risk. Britain is proud of its parliamentary democracy that has served as a model for systems of government elsewhere, but Emesis's availability ultimately could cost him his life. And the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region, a year of war and months of government and forest deprivation have left the city of 500,000 people with rapidly dwindling stocks of food, fuel, medicine, and cash. The Associated Press drew on dozens of interviews with residents, for the most part detailing picture yet of life under blockade.